Earth and sky.
The giant Oolong clouds are light years in size, and so they're so large they sort of boggle the mind.
You're listening to astronomer Ted Bergen of the University of Michigan. He's talking about huge clouds of molecules in space that collapse to form thousands of stars and planets.
So we know we're seeing CO, and we know we're seeing methanol, we know we're detecting alcohol in space, and most importantly, water.
As a gas cloud in space collapses under its own weight, Bergen said that hydrogen and oxygen molecules combine and freeze as water ice on grains of dust. He added that a lot of water, enough water to fill oceans, collects as ice in planet-forming disks that surround young stars.
So the disk itself and the cloud will have thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of oceans of water, and a fraction of that gets incorporated into Earth-like planets.
Bergen also said that the building blocks of life, what scientists call prebiotic molecules, ride along with the ice in clouds during planet formation.
Now, maybe they don't have anything to do with the initial steps of life, but maybe they aided and sort of jump-started the initial steps of transitioning from chemistry to biology.
Our thanks today to astronomer Ted Bergen. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.